There are so many different labels on food these days. Organic, non-GMO, fair trade, cage-free, hand-gathered. It's overwhelming.
I sometimes jokingly refer to it as the NASCARing of our food.
Life Kit has a new episode, Making Sense of Food Labels. Find it and more by searching Life Kit All Guides in Apple Podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Jesse Witten is with us. Hello, Jesse.
Oh, I appreciate that enthusiasm. Thanks, Bob.
Well, I'm really thrilled. For those who don't know, well, first of all, Jesse's music director at Colorado Public Radio. And I guess you've been on the show once before, from Austin, South by Southwest.
Yeah, this is the first time you're talking to me about music earlier than 2 a.m., and I appreciate that.
And every time I've met you and talk with you, I've always been in love with the enthusiasm you have and insights you have in the music that you see and you hear. So we're ditching Robin.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
Gone.
We got Jesse now.
Yeah. I'm thrilled about this. We'll each pick a bunch of songs. I usually let my guests kick it off first, but today I have a new Bon Iver and I'm excited about it. And I don't know if you've heard it yet, but I'd like to play this. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I just heard both of them. Actually, Robin wrote that article on NPR Music. I just read it, and it's thrilling. Both these songs are so different, but in love with both.
There are two new songs, as you say. I'm going to play the one called Hey Ma, which is sort of a sentimental song. It's about a mother's love. There's a wonderful, I don't know if you watched the lyric video for this song that's out, but if you haven't, what's cool is not only can you see the poetry, but you can't always understand, or I can't always understand all the words. But when the poetry is set against these home videos of Justin Vernon from his youth, it becomes so much more powerful. This is Hey Ma.
Full time, you talk your money up while it's living in a coal mine. Told time to call your ma. Hey ma, hey ma. Told folks you know you mop it up, but you want it as your land. You're back and forth with flat.
I so appreciate his sonic adventures.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is really a favorite song of mine because it takes me back to For Emma forever ago. This is that kind of sweet, unadorned music that we got back when he's putting out his debut record, especially a contrast to the last one. 22 A Million was so experimental, and this one's just kind of left bare for us.
For me, it straddles both those places, the one that he made 11 years ago, and now this. The other song that he put out, which is called what? The Letter U, and then parentheses, Man-like. Close parentheses, are very different tunes. The other's sort of more spiritual, gospel-y tune with, what's his name, Bruce Hornsby, and singing is...
Moses Sumney.
Yeah, they're a great combination of voices, by the way. They both are very soulful, very high up in the register, and they work really well together.
Oh, yeah, and I love the article that Robin wrote, really... It touches on a real transformation that Bon Iver has gone through. It's not just Bon Iver, it's a family of people putting music together is how he thinks of it now. And that just makes it feel a little kind of warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
Yes. Love it. So your chance to follow up.
Well, this is my chance to kind of shake away any sentimentality or nostalgia that song brought up. I'm gonna flip it right on its head. I've got something called... Ready for this? Psychedelic Porn Crumpet.
Yay!
Yeah, what is a porn crumpet? We'll find out, maybe. It's a band from Perth, Australia. That's where a lot of amazing psych music is coming from. And they've got a song called Bill's Mandolin that is just taking me to very scary places.
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up.
Whoa, the button just popped off our mixing board. I mean, literally.
I love that. That really did happen.
Oh. Wow, nice choice. And I don't know what a porn crumpet is. It sounds like an exercise in creative hearing. like someone said corn crumpet, but, you know, misheard it. I don't know. I actually don't want to know.
Exactly. It's more of a feeling, and, yeah. And not knowing is maybe the best thing we can hope for. I literally don't even know where I am right now. I mean, some psych songs make for a mellow trip. But this song is a panic. It's genuinely terrifying. I mean, the lyrics, it's talking about a rational fear of darkness everywhere. This is a tough situation. Don't hope for anything calming in this psych experience.
There was some crazy lyrics. I think one of the lines was, I'm a trilobite trying to stay in the world, in the right world, and then clinging to my illogical, like you say, irrational fears of darkness.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and I was going crazy because I knew this song, but I didn't know this song, but it reminded me of something. And Robin Hilton was walking by my desk. God, Robin keeps coming up. I thought we got rid of Robin. Anyway,
so
I gave him my headphones and I said, listen to this song. And I played him Bill's mandolin, which I don't know what the mandolin has to do with anything in the song. But that said, he said, oh, I could tell you what song it was. And he played this.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
Wow.
Live and Let Die from Paul McCartney and Wings.
That's perfect.
I thought that was, he nailed that.
It's funny because it hits the same chaos, but it definitely doesn't have the same relief of that original song.
No.
It just keeps it coming at you full force the whole time.
Is there an album here?
Yeah, we got an album now for the Whatchamacallit. It's their third full-length album.
Really, is there an album here? it's called Now for the Whatchamacallit. Is that that is?
Yep.
Yeah, we should have known.
And Now for the Whatchamacallit came out May 31st, just came out last Friday.
Fantastic. You and I were at a music conference in Philadelphia. It's called Noncom. It's a non-commercial public radio conference of music people around the public radio world is the idea behind it. And in the daytime, we talk about serious stuff. In the evenings, and mostly it's all about like seeing music and hearing music. And there was a band that played called Wives. Did you see Wives?
I didn't see Wives.
Oh. So they were, I thought, the grittiest of all the bands that played at Noncom. This takes place at WXPN, the World Cafe stage, and so forth. They're a band from Queens, New York, my old hometown. And I enjoyed the set mostly. Most of the set songs were sort of fast and loud, three-minute songs. But toward the end of the set, they played this sort of languid tune called Workin'. And that's a tune that hit my soft spot for droney noise, bass rock music. And this song I'm going to play is on their debut album. It doesn't come out till the fall, but I want to play this song called Workin' by Wives. Thank you. So what do you think, a tour with them and the psychedelic porn crumpets?
I would go.
I'd so be there.
It kills me to think that I was taking a meeting when these guys were playing non-com.
Never.
I can't believe I missed it. That's love at first listen for me.
Oh, good. And that's what happened to me when I saw it. And I actually love the recording so much, too. They have a debut album coming out October 4th on City Slang. It's called So Removed. There are a few songs out there already in the world. And the group is Wives. We have to take a quick break. Come right back, and I'm here with Jesse Whitten from Colorado Public Radio, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, creators of the Yeti microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue is here to help you tell your story and build your audience. Visit bluedesigns.com/NPR for special pricing. Raise your voice with Blue. Support also comes from HBO, presenting the new comedy series Los Espookies. Executive produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live and Fred Armisen, Los Espookies is a primarily Spanish-language series that follows a group of friends who turn their love for horror into a peculiar business, providing horror for those who need it. Starring Julio Torres, Ana Fábrega, and Fred Armisen, catch Los Espookies, premiering Friday, June 14th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan here with Jesse Whitten. Well, not actually here because she's thousands of miles away in Colorado Public Radio. And hi.
Oh, hi. My next song is one I've been waiting for since I talked to you about this band at one of our South by Southwest dispatches. This was in 2018 when I discovered this band, and finally they've released the song that stopped me in my tracks and made me divert my plans for the night to go see this band live. And I'm so excited it's finally here. It's been stuck in my head without actually knowing the lyrics for over a year now. It's French Vanilla with the song Suddenly.
Time I feel the love.
Suddenly we're so much cooler after having listened to that song.
So good. It reminds me of, did you know X-Ray Specs very well?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, same. It's got this very cool throwback no-wave sound that is timeless in my eyes.
Good. And they're, are they West Coast band?
Yeah, they're from L.A., a four-piece out of L.A. And man, I love saxophone. And that's exactly how I want a sax to be. It's got these like rude blurts and then just this erratic, bright sound throughout. It's just amazing. It sounds like the West Coast to me.
And their album's called How Am I Not Myself?
Question mark. Sophomore record.
I am going to play, let's see, how about if I do this? I'm going to play a song from an artist that I'm only coming to know. She's been making music, though, since she was five, playing violin. Eventually, she was playing bass as a young teen. And she's mostly played as a jazz artist, but she's always had a passion for songwriting and singing with a more rock-leaning tradition. She met Sharon Van Etten at a songwriting session. So out of that session, that songwriting session, came this song. You know this song? You know this?
Oh, 17, baby.
Yeah.
Talk about nostalgia.
Let's hear just a touch. And the lyricism that's on that song is on all over this Kate Davis record. The artist Kate Davis has an album coming called Trophy. And she's just put out a song called Rabbits, R-B-B-T-S. And I'm going to let Kate tell you a bit about this song, and then we'll hear it.
I wrote Rabbits right when I got out of college. And at that time, I was often frequenting a skate-themed coffee shop by the same name. It was Rabbits without any vowels. And I'd go all the time with this guy who I loved, but had a frustrating relationship with because he had commitment issues, which in retrospect is not unusual because we were both so young. Rabbits kind of became a snapshot of my life at that time, which to me was just about me not being able to ask for what I needed from my partner and instead just complaining about it, which I think is very relatable. Rabbits is unfortunately no more, but I hope that it can be memorialized in some way through this song.
Tell me what I owe.
Kate Davis. I love that. It's called Rabbits, R-B-B-T-S. I think it's a name for a coffee shop that was in Soho.
That's gorgeous. That's the sound of an old pro. She's been at it since she was five.
Yeah, I think she's 28 now. Sort of solo record that she's done. The album itself, it comes out November 8th. It's on Solitaire Records. It's called Trophy. You're going to take us out, Jesse Witten.
I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Denver pride. I'm coming to you all the way from Denver, so I might as well show some love to my spot. And I'm just happy. This is one of my favorite bands, let alone local bands, and they're finally coming out with the debut album in July. It's called Creatures of Habit. This band's amazing. They're based in Denver, but frontman Chris Castile splits his time between Denver and Chile. And the band name Kiltro, it refers to a street dog. That's what they call street dogs in Chile. And apparently they're just riddled with street dogs. They just roam the streets on their own. And he loves this scene when he thinks of Chile. He thinks of these street dogs. So the band itself is meant to paint a picture and a scene that Chris loves from Chile. And this new album apparently is going to be a bit of a love letter to setting that scene. And Chris actually can tell us a little bit more about the album himself.
That's great. Well, let's hear from him in just a minute. I want to thank you for doing this. And when can people hear you on
the
radio,
they can hear me
kind of thing?
Yeah. All the time. I'm on open air in Denver. It's actually a full radio station at 102.3 in Denver, 90.9 in Fort Collins. And thank you for having me, Bob.
That's fantastic. Let's hear Kiltro, and we'll do this again. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Hi, this is Chris Bowers Castillo of Kiltro, and this song is The Hustle. The Hustle is about a character leaving an unhealthy relationship, and rather than zero in on the kind of sentimentality and sort of subsequent depression and sadness that follows a move like that, we wanted to instead sort of hone in on the feeling of kind of almost blind, ruthless confidence that happens when you make a massively life-defining decision. And I was just picturing this character walking through the streets and feeling enthused and inspired by the things around them, but also, you know, with this sort of edge and confidence and feeling like they're an entirely different person. So we all thought it should take place in a city, imagining this kind of frenetic, bustling energy, and it just very quickly became about the percussion.
Just don't wanna be with